Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
You are now back. Welcome to the 80s. Awesome 80s. August.
Let's go!
On Triple M.
And of course, August is Awesome 80s Month here on Triple M.
All thanks to the Palm and Pawn North Wagga, now serving $10 lunches daily.
And this morning we're looking at the year of 1981. A couple of assassination attempts in 1981, Pope John Paul II and American President Ronald Reagan. 1981 was also the year that Lady Diana Spencer married Prince Charles.
Hi, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Charles Philip Arthur George.
Take thee, Philip Charles Arthur George.
To my wedded husband.
My wedded husband.
In other news in 1981, we saw the launch of the very first space shuttle and the Sydney Tower was officially opened. Celebrating birthdays in 1981, Leighton Hewitt, Michael Clarke, Lauren Jackson and Guy Sebastian. But leaving us in 1981 was Sir Reg Ansett, Bob Marley and Harry Chapin.
Big year of sport in 1981. Carlton defeated Collingwood to win the VFL Premiership and in rugby league, Parramatta defeated the Newtown Jets. February the 1st, 1981 was a date that we'll always remember. That was the day Trevor Chappell bowled underarm at the MCG.
That's a disappointing finish. Disappointed grind affecting the crowd boo. And it's all over. After 50 overs, New Zealand 8 for 229.
And on the first Tuesday in November, Just a Dash took out the Melbourne
Cup.
Inferno
under the whip, no fear, can't win, and Kingston Town's going to nearly run last. But Just a Dash sprinted to the lead. 200 to go and Just a Dash raced away from El Lorena, our fatty boy, Hyperno. And in the run home, Just a Dash is surprised. It's won by 2.5 lengths.
At the cinema, we were watching Puberty Blues, Gallipoli and Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. And on the television, a country practice debuted.
And in April 1981, UK pop group Bucks Fizz took out the Eurovision Song Contest with this song, Making Your Mind Up. Remembering 1981 this morning as part of our awesome 80s, thanks to the Palm and Pawn, Bucks Fizz, is making it, your mind up.
Is it wrong to say I actually enjoyed that?
If you'd like to see the video clip of that, folks, yeah. We have posted that up on the Triple M Riverina Facebook page, and you can do the little dance that that goes with it. And hasn't the Eurovision Song Contest come a long way?
Yeah.
Because if you go looking for vision of making your mind up, they actually have the night they performed it at the Eurovision Song Contest,
right.
And it was just this simple guy introduced the act, they did the song.
Yep.
And that was it.
And now it's
this massive thing.
Massive production number now, and you don't even have to be male or female.
And I'll always have a soft spot for Bucks Fizz because right. I'll always remember I was on air at the time and the...
This is back in the old record days.
Back in the old record days.
Yeah.
I was on air at the time and the program director came running in going, you've got to play this song. It's just arrived. It's the song that's won the Eurovision Song Contest.
You've got to play it.
So I'd never heard of this band. I looked at the label on the record, whacked it on the turntable, and to cut a long story short, the band is called Bucks Fizz.
But you got the F and the B round the wrong way?
Yeah. So it came out as something else.
That was in the days where you because the record is going round and you're trying to read what it is, your head is spinning around and you're reading it upside down. It's like, oh.
And you couldn't see it anyway because it had one of those
old disc jockeys had it.
Had the weights on it.
Yeah.
So interesting little, and they did nothing after that, Bucks Fizz. That was it. That was their one and only smack.
They had a couple of others.
No, they did not. Come on, them off then.
They had others.
It's the awesome 80s.
Land of make-believe.
Yeah, that's what I said. They had nothing after making your mind up. The awesome 80s here on Triple M.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.